more on determining where a certain party wants you to be next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today, as usual, is our co-host, my Vice Chairman, fellow analyst, and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Yeah, and it's good to be back with you today, Barry.
Well, it's good to be back. Now, if folks were listening to us yesterday, they know that we're talking about the Republican National Committee's 2012 Congressional District Census. Many people received this in their mailboxes this last week, and they were told that there are a select few who's going to help determine the direction of the party, shape their strategy. And we talked about that yesterday, how if they don't have a strategy put together by now on how to handle this next election, they're deeper trouble than I thought they were.
Oh, absolutely.
But we were talking about there's five sections in this, and so we're going to break this down section by section. We kind of told you what the highlights of Section 5 were, because that's the money section, where they want you to donate, and if they don't see a check in there or a checkbox that you're going to give them money, you're not going to help them shape their strategy. Let's put it that way. But we were at Section 1 yesterday, but there was one question on Section 1 that was left off. We were talking about how close your views are to other voters in your community. Now, really, politics is now driven by data, and data collection and data crunching and statistical analysis is key, especially in big national elections. They really want to get a handle by getting some of these surveys back to find out where the pulse is, to find out what areas they need to hit on, what things they need to emphasize, what things that they'll back off on, things of that nature. So it's not so much shaping their strategy, it's helping them confirm their own biases. That's exactly what this gets down to.
Right. And as we spoke off the air, politics has become mostly about statistics. They know what the statistics are. They know how to target statistically. And the fact is, this is one of the reasons that you never get candidates who think outside the box, because candidates who are outside the box upset the statistical model.
Yeah, and so do voters who think outside the box.
Exactly.
So which is the reason why they want to know whether or not your views are close to other voters in your community.
Let me give you a for instance on this, Barry.
Sure.
I lived in a town in southern Indiana, Vivi, Indiana, if any of you know where that is.
Vivi. You
know
where who don't live there call it Vive.
That's right. I lived there for about 5 years, and I voted down there. I remember the first time I went to the precinct to vote, it was in a dirt floor county garage on a state route. And I went in there, and it was a primary election, and I asked for the Republican. And it was one of those machines where you turn the knob, and then at the end, you pull the handle, and it counts your vote.
Sure.
And it opens the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
I got in there, and they literally had to dust it off and clean the cobwebs off of it so I could vote on it. And I'm not joking. I mean, they had to take a broom and clean the thing so I could get in and vote on the Republican machine.
So it had been long since a Republican vote had been cast.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the insides weren't actually rusted out. But the fact is, I don't think a Republican had been elected in that county or in the surrounding area since 1865. What I would have had to have answered on this question was not very close. That's the only choice I would have had. Not close at all. Would have been more to the point in that election. I get where they're going with this question, but what it really means is, as you pointed out to me, it means they're not going to put any money in my district.
Yeah, right, because if they get a bunch of these back from that particular congressional district, finding that those who they've identified as Republicans, that their views are not close to the rest of their communities around them, you know, they know the data. They know what the indexes are for various districts, what percentage Republicans support, what percentage Democratic support, et cetera. That's where they're making their decisions on where they're going to spend money. Am I going to spend it on candidate X in your district or candidate Y over here in this district where every survey came back saying my views are very close to everybody else's?
Knowing
that if they give that candidate a push, he could probably win. But if they could dump a lot of money into this black hole in your district, and they'd still come out a loser.
Yep.
So that's another money question for the party. Now, here's the fun one. The next question says, from what media source do you regularly receive your political news? And you know what's funny, Chuck? I don't see Principles and Policies down here anywhere on this list, which is a shame.
No, it's amazing. They left us off. I guess they understood that we were going to talk mean about Republicans.
I guess they thought that we may be talking mean about them. So.
Well,
let's look at this list.
But before we seem too prejudiced, though, and I'll just put this little addendum in there. If any of you are Democratic voters and you get these surveys,
send them to us.
Please send them along, because We just don't get a chance to see these things. I'm betting dollars to donuts, as my mother used to say, that the Democratic surveys are virtually exactly the same, except with the opposite set of push questions.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, but this is interesting about where do you receive your political news? And they have a whole, and this is the big, probably the biggest list in the entire survey. So you got one checkbox for the big three, NBC, CBS, ABC, a checkbox for CNN, MSNBC. You've got a checkbox for news websites, one for local newspaper, one for friends. Now, I don't know if they mean your personal network or if they mean the old television show that was on NBC.
I think they mean,
I think they mean your personal,
like,
network.
Your acquaintances.
I think they, yeah. I think they mean your network.
If you're getting your news from the old TV show, it's now about, what, 12 years old?
It could be a little bit old. That's right. Fox News has its own checkbox. Facebook has its own checkbox. Internet blogs has its own checkbox. Radio is a checkbox. Twitter is a checkbox. The candidate websites is a checkbox. National magazines has a box. Social network has a box, and other. So you can fill it in if they missed one. Chuck, the reason why this question is here is so that they can decide where to put their propaganda. If they find a lot of, if they're trying to drive Republican and independent voters to a certain candidate, and they find out that a lot of candidates are watching Fox, tweeting, and going on news websites to get their political news, guess where they're going to start advertising?
Well, sure. But if you think about it this way, Barry, who really is advertising aimed at?
Well,
is it aimed at shoring up the votes you already have?
No, it should be aimed at independent voters.
Bingo. It's the fence sitters who really need to be targeted.
But now, you see, they're hoping, Chuck, and this kind of builds back into those previous questions. If they know that your views are somewhat close to others around you, what they're hoping is they can build that groupthink when they get these surveys to go to those various news outlets and advertising and pushing, because they're assuming that, well, if you're doing this and your views are somewhat close to people in your area, well, we probably have a good handle that we can get at a lot of those independent voters by going at those sources. But they already know a lot of this because obviously places like Fox News and the candidates' websites and national conservative magazines, they're advertising in heaven.
Yep.
And that's a lot of just, this was trying to figure out how they're going to market their messaging to you.
Yes.
Then they get into issues. And I think it's interesting because section two is general issues. And they ask what is a standard polling question. First question out of the chute in section two, standard polling question. Do you think things in this country are generally going in the wrong direction, or do you feel things are starting to improve? Now, I stopped at that one, Chuck, because usually it's right direction, wrong direction. You either believe it's going the right way or it's going the wrong way. But here, they change the rubric. They say it's going in the wrong direction or it's starting to improve. So does that mean it's turned and it's heading in the right direction? Or does that mean it's going in the wrong direction, but just a little bit slower than it had been before? Because that would be an improvement now, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess.
But you see, that whole starting to improve question really is so they can stay away from things are going in the right direction and then have more unemployment figures come out or other things or companies leaving and going overseas. That's so they don't go out there and message too hard on that. What they're hoping you're going to say the wrong direction, because that's going to be their messaging against Barack Obama,
right,
as the chief,
right,
administrator, is he's run us in a ditch, which there's a lot of truth to that. But they didn't need a survey from you to tell them that because they know that. Then they give you your top issue, and there's a lot of stuff in here. The thing that I thought was interesting, considering this is coming from the RNC, Chuck, and they're obviously dealing with congressional and the presidential race, is they want to know if you believe state spending is an important issue, not just federal spending. There's a checkbox for state spending.
Yes.
So can you please riddle me this? Why the national survey would worry about what the spending is if you're worried about the state spending?
Well, I'm going to let you tell me.
Okay. The whole idea is they know which areas they're sending this into, especially swing states like
Oh, yeah, of course.
And if you're worried about state spending in a quote-unquote Republican state like Ohio, who has a Republican governor, then they're going to be careful about how they message in Ohio on these issues, because
yes,
if their rank and file's unhappy about how the state's handling their resources, they're not going to come in and tout Ohio as this great economic model that the country should be following.
Yeah, it's very clever.
Yes, it is.
It really is. This is really, when you think about it, it's very craftily designed. Whoever put these together is not an amateur.
Oh, no. There was a lot of money spent on this and a lot of professional manpower to put this together. This wasn't a couple of college interns sitting in the basement with a six-pack and a couple of greasy burgers figuring out, well, what questions should we ask? This was done with a lot of consultants and a lot of handling, a lot of data manipulation to figure out how they were going to do this.
You mean something along the lines of Franklin County and the city of Columbus getting together and spending $100,000 on a study that tells them that a new casino is going to hire about 400 people?
Yeah, that's about right.
So basically, we spent $100,000 to get an answer that we could have gone to the company and said, how many people are you going to hire?
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is interesting because obviously this section on general issues is for you to say, which party do you feel is best able to handle all of these major issues? The war on terror, jobs in the economy, taxes, health care. Well, you know, Chuck, especially on the healthcare issue, I think I would check none of the above, considering what we saw with the Congress passing Obamacare and signing it into law. But instead of trying to repeal it or zero fund it, the Republican-controlled House basically is just trying to work around the edges and come up with Obamacare Lite.
I actually went to a rally in, would have been October of 2010, just before it passed, and Michelle Bachmann called a rally, and about 30,000 of us showed up. And it was going to be her and a few other people. Well, all of a sudden, John Boehner horns his way in, and he says, wait. He gets up. Here we are talking about defeating this bill. And he gets up and says, wait, you need to go home and read my bill for health care. So I immediately came home, downloaded John Boehner's bill, which I still have. And what it was Obamacare Lite. In other words, we don't want to stop federal takeover of health. We want to do it very slowly and incrementally. So in other words, rather than being an operational Marxist, John Boehner is a Fabian socialist. This is the kind of leadership that we have, Barry, in the Republican Party, and I understand why now they feel the need to very slowly kind of push us in a direction. You ask, why didn't John Boehner defund the Obama plan? Because he really is for federalized, socialized health care.
Now, Chuck, as most listeners would know from our previous programs, we're going to be looking at these things from a constitutional perspective. So when we look at these issues, it says, which party do you feel is best able to handle each of the following issues? I would mark it out and say, which level of government is only able to handle each of these issues? Because when you get to health care, it's not a federal issue. The federal government has no constitutional role in health care.
And what's that fallacy called?
Okay, you got me stumped.
That's a category error.
Category error, that's right.
Which party's more able to handle it? It has nothing to do with party. It has to do with what level of government is authorized to be involved, and that is not the federal government.
That's right, because honestly, I would probably check none of the above when it came to answering the actual question, which party do I feel is best able to handle each of the following issues? None of those parties, neither the Republican or the Democrat, have shown a great deal of mastery over issues like the economy and jobs or taxes. Now, they both showed mastery to want to raise taxes.
Yes.
and to couch it in various ways so that it's either a fee or it looks like a tax cut, but it really isn't. So they do a great job of that. Reducing the federal deficit? Well, if I remember correctly, Republicans and Democrats voted for the increase in the debt ceiling. So I don't think either one of them do a very good job of that at all.
No.
Federal spending?
No.
They both do a great job on federal spending. They both can get pork to spend it on. Both parties roll lots of pork into lots of bills and spend lots of your taxpayer dollars, even those dollars you haven't even earned yet. So they do a great job on that. You know, what do they do? But in the environment, well, frankly, that's not a federal issue. It shouldn't be because it's not in the Constitution as a purview of the federal government.
Listen, as the engineer, I have to step in here because, once again, we are out of time.
Anyway, just to say, if they really want to know the opinion, we basically disapprove of the actions of the Democrat-controlled Senate, the Republican-controlled House, and the rest of the jokers in D.C. Tune in tomorrow when we start talking about domestic issues, and I let you in on what the Republican Party actually thinks about you and your social conservative point of view. stay tuned tomorrow at 5:30 for more Principles and Policies.